Didsbury, with unseasonably warm conditions continuing in the district. Residents should be aware of the need to be especially cautious when around partially frozen ponds, lakes, rivers, dugouts and other water bodies right now, says Didsbury Fire Department Chief Curtis Musso. With the warm weather we've been having, it's something to think about for sure, Musso told the Alberton. People should take caution whenever they are going on or are near ice. He advises people to check the thickness of ice they plan to be on. Any ice that is less than 3 inches thick, they should not be on at all, he said. If they are going out to ice fish on any lake or ponds or whatever, they should drill a hole and check the thickness before they go out there. Parents should watch children very closely when anywhere near ice, he said. And if you are planning to be working or playing on or near ice, it is always a good idea to let someone know beforehand, he said. It's good if you have some type of call-out procedure, he said. Musso's comments come following the tragic death of three people, including a child, who fell through ice near the Alexis Bridge in Lac St. Anne County west of Edmonton on December 23. Another man died when he fell through ice on the Bow River near Morley on Christmas Day. Related. Man who died with wife and son in Alberta Lake wasn't a risk-taker, says friend. Related. Calgary man breaks through ice, drowns in Bow River in Morley Christmas Day. The incidents prompted RCMP to issue an advisory about above-average temperatures creating concerns with ice thickness and strength. The advisory included a number of safety tips. Keep a close eye on the weather. Changing weather can make ice surfaces unpredictable. Do not travel over ice in early and late winter when conditions are more likely to be dangerous. Avoid slushy, thawed, recently refrozen ice, or ice near moving water. Avoid going on the ice at night as reduced visibility increases the risk of falling through. Always check the ice for thickness and stability, police said. The color of ice may be an indication of its strength, minus clear blue to black ice as strongest, and likely the deepest. White opaque or snow ice should be avoided. Gray ice indicates the presence of water and is unsafe to stand on. A person should only skate or walk on ice that is 15 plus centimeters, cm, thick, 20 plus cm for a group of people and 25 plus cm for off-highway vehicles. Police are also advising people to plan ahead if they intend to be on or near ice. Don't travel on the ice alone. Leave a trip plan with someone that includes where you're going, for how long, and when you will be back. If you are unable to leave a trip plan with someone, leave a note on your car windshield. Don't drink alcohol and travel on ice. Alcohol impairs judgment and reduces your ability to stay warm in cold conditions. Carrying an emergency safety kit is also advisable, with the kit including a lighter, waterproof matches, fire starting materials, pocket knife, whistle and cell phone in a waterproof pouch. Fire departments across the district regularly train for ice rescues, said Fire Chief Musso. We have some specialized equipment we can use in the event of an ice rescue, he said. We have an inflatable boat that we can use to facilitate the rescue of anybody trapped in ice.